So what do we do now?
Why are you two still sitting here? Please turn off the engine, get out of the car, and come with me.
Dispatch car 32, dispatch car 32. Come in, please, over.
Get out.
Lieutenant, they don't have identification.
Good job catching them. Nice. I waited for months, months to see if you'd ever forget to do something. I was just waiting if you'd forget to button your shirt. If you'd forget to shine your boots, if you'd forget to wear your helmet straight, anything to show that you, too, can be forgetful. And now you've forgotten the most important thing of all. Where is your identification, Private Ferdows?
You can find it in my car, Lieutenant Moini, and hello.
Hello, hello. You said they didn't have any.
It was my mistake, Lieutenant. I thought they only wanted the car's registration papers. I'll go bring it if you'd allow me.
How have you been?
I'm very well, thank you.
How's the service?
I've completed the term. I'm taking my discharge papers. I'm gonna hand them to the regiment.
Who's this?
This is Private Naderi, Lieutenant. Was he ever in your battalion, maybe?
No.
Well, then you're lucky, because he's nothing but a pain in the neck.
Have you finished your service as well?
No, sir, Lieutenant. He still has 20 months of service left on the front line. He's one of our own soldiers. He's going back to the regiment with me.
Excuse me, Lieutenant, if there isn't anything else you need from me.
No. Get back to work, officer.
I'm sorry, sir. I was only doing my job, you know?
He knows that. He's worse than you. Please sit down.
Thank you very
much.
Please
sit down.
Officer, tell them to bring a couple cups of tea for our guests.
Of course, sir.
Please sit down. Any progress, Private Muzaffar?
Nothing yet. It's still not fixed.
All right. You go get some rest while I see if we can get your car fixed so you can go.
Yes,
sir.
Officer Mohammadi!
Yes, sir.
Take two cups of tea for the lieutenant.
Yes, sir.
What happened, officer?
Nothing. It was just a mistake. The lieutenant knows them, and they're our own soldiers.
What's going on, Sergeant Major? It's not fixed yet.
You're standing in my light. Go away and let me work.
I heard Lieutenant Nemati was martyred.
Yes, sir.
What about Faramarzi?
Him too.
What a shame. What flowers are wilting away. You know what the worst part is, Ferdows? It's not that Lieutenant Nemati was ripped to shreds. Or about Faramarzi, or the others. To a degree, it was their duty. They got dressed, and they knew they were standing out on a road where that is sometimes inevitable. That isn't what bothers me. I get upset when some people don't seem to care at all. It's like nothing happened. The day they gave me the news about Lieutenant Nemati, I got choked up. I couldn't cry in front of the soldiers. I went and stood over there, by the side of the road. A car came by, one of these big cars. They had their stereo up, so loud it was deafening. I pulled them over and told them to turn down their music a little. One of them said, "We're hard of hearing, sir." I really wished I wasn't wearing this uniform so I could smack him upside the head. I looked at him, and I looked at him. I swallowed my anger and came back to the station. In this country, there are people like that too. Why did you decide to travel at night?
Because I wanted to be in Urmiye by morning.
What is this soldier's name?
Naderi.
Can he drive?
Yes, sir.
Take turns behind the wheel.
Lieutenant, sir, this car can be fixed. We must send it to a mechanic.
Damn it. We already have enough to deal with. Tell that kid to come over here.
Private Muzaffar. Private Muzaffar! Come here, the lieutenant wants to see you.
Listen, a special messenger's car is broken down over here. This will be the cherry on top for us tonight.
What can I tell him? It's broken down.
It's your business.
Hello, Lieutenant.
Listen, son. Your car can't be fixed. Do you want me to have someone take you back?
No, Lieutenant. I have to be back in the Arumie barracks early in the morning.
I don't have any cars here, kid.
Would you like us to drive him? I heard him saying he's going to Urmie.
Go get your bag.
Thank you very much, Lieutenant. I appreciate it. You see the works of God, Sergeant Major?
Get going, kid. Go. Take care.
Thank you. You've really helped me out. It's nothing. Take care.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Goodbye.
God be with you, soldier.
Thank you very
Drive safely. Godspeed. Soldier, go get that kid to hurry up so he doesn't keep them waiting. Hurry!
Do you have any idea what you're doing? You found more weight for us to carry?
You really think it's gonna be just this one checkpoint, you idiot? There'll be a dozen more on the way to Urmie.
Thank you, guys.
Take care.
We are lucky that this soldier is our whole pass.
Goodbye, Hadari. Don't forget. I'm sorry you had to wait, sir. I was just saying goodbye.
No, it's all right. Go get in. Let's go. Hurry up.
Please.
You first, sir.
No, after you.
No, after you.
No, it's okay. Go
ahead. Sorry.
Here, have one of these. They're really, really good.
Oh, thank you very much. But what about you guys?
We've already eaten.
So tell me, where are you from?
Khorramabad.
Oh,
our very own Khorramabad.
What is your name?
My name is Muzaffar.
Wow, Muzaffar.
So you're a descendant of the King Muzaffaruddin?
No, God forbid, sir.
Why?
Even joking about it isn't
right. Why not, man?
In this day and age, you know, let's not talk about these kinds of things. Let's talk about something else.
Okay, fine then.
Well, thank you so much, guys.
No problem, man.
You know, Lore people are really hospitable. I hope you'll visit our city so I can repay the favor. And when you're back in Tehran, I'll have them send you some amazing local bread.
Thank you very much. That's nice of you.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
Tahir. Ferdows.
Mr. Tahir Ferdows. Private Nadiri. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye. It was nice meeting you.
Gotta be one of these.
You mean you don't remember?
Yeah, I remember, but I mean, yeah, I think this is it. Get out.
Is this the place?
Yeah, I think it is.
Then why don't you ring the bell? You think they might be sleeping?
No way. It's only in Tehran that people sleep till noon.
is it?
Excuse me, ma'am. Is this Meshkin Zabadi's house?
Who are you?
I'm not a stranger. I'm his friend. My name is Ferdows. I've come from Tehran.
Wait here while I go and get him.
Looks like this is the right place.
Yeah, man. I told you it was here.
Wait.
Hello, Mr. Meshkin Zabadi.
Hello to you, sir.
How are you? I'm Tahir. Tahir Ferdows. Do you remember me, maybe? I came from Tehran once before.
Who is this?
He's my friend. Don't worry, Mr. Meshkin Zabadi. Can we come in or should we go back?
Please come in. Make yourselves at home. Come on.
Thank you.
Here we are. Come in. You haven't had breakfast, right?
Of course not, Mr. Meshkin Zabadi. I still remember the honey you gave me the last time.
I want honey, eggs, and cheese. Bring them quickly.
Yes, right away.
Please come in.
Come on.
Father, here's the tea.
Thank you, my girl. I like it here much better than Urumiye.
Mm.
Now, let me tell you both something. You are still young, and you still don't know the ropes. There are some things that can't be said over the phone. You give me a call from across the world, and what do you ask of me, huh? It's not like you're buying eggs. You're smuggling people, kid!
You are totally right, Mr. Meshkin Zabadi. I am truly sorry.
No, it is I who is sorry. I was forced to talk to you like that. But forget about it now. It's this young man who wants to go.
Yeah, this is my friend, Mohammed.
Why does he want to go? He doesn't look like he's linked to the previous regime. And he's not a junkie. He doesn't look like a criminal either. Oh, you're running away from your service, huh?
Yeah.
Mr. Meshkin Zabadi, I would love you to tell us how much we should pay.
Well, the rates are high right now, but you're a friend. For you, it'll be 1,000,000 tomans.
But Mr. Meshkin Zabadi, last time we met, if you remember, you charged me for...
Yes, I remember. And why wouldn't I? But that was then, and this is now.
Yeah, but what is the difference now?
It's very different now, my friend. Do you know about inflation? Everything gets affected by inflation, you know. But smuggling people really does not get affected. I have to pay my middlemen. I have to pay the guide. I have to pay the person who takes him to the border. I have to pay the person who receives him on the other side. I have to pay for them to take him to his room. It's very difficult. Have you brought the money with you?
I don't really have that
much
cash.
Put that in your bag. Put it away. We have enough money, but we don't have a lot of time. He really needs to leave today.
Today? You think you're going to the movies, Mr. Ferdows? It doesn't work like that. He wants to go today. The middleman has to be ready. There are preparations. Everything has to be taken care of.
How many days will it take?
Honestly, I don't know. I have to spend a few
days.
Listen
to me, Mr. Zabadi. This kid is a soldier. A soldier from the battalion here in Urmiye. It's obvious from his looks that he's a soldier. If he takes two steps in the street, they'll arrest him. And he doesn't know anyone here or how to get around in Urmiye.
Fine. I'll get in touch with the middleman and see what we can do. In the meantime, he'll stay here and you can go back.
No way, I'm going with him.
You want to leave as well?
No, but I want to be by his side until he crosses the border. I have to inform someone that he's crossed safely.
You go back home, kid, and let him stay here with me. When I've gotten him across the border, I'll inform you, and then you can tell the person you've got to inform.
No, I'm going with him, Mr. Meshkin Zabadi. I want to be with him until he crosses the border safely. This is part of our deal.
All right. It'll be part of our deal. Now eat. Please, eat.
One, two, three. 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 One, two, three.
Here's the receipt for your letter. Sit down a minute so I can tell them to prepare your meal for today and things that you'll need for tonight.
Sure.
So you couldn't fix it then?
No way. It broke down on the road like a corpse. It didn't want to move. We couldn't get it to start. That poor mechanic at the Abhar checkpoint did everything he could, but he couldn't get it running.
So how did you come? By bus?
No way. There was a guy heading to the barracks, thank God. He's been discharged, and he was coming to arrange his papers. He knew the lieutenant there and offered to bring me here with him. If he finishes what he came to do, I might head back with him today. Has he come in yet?
Who?
Mr. Ferdows. When we arrived this morning, he said he'd go wash up and come in a little later.
Ah, Ferdows has been discharged.
So what have I been telling you all this time? He hasn't come in yet?
No, he hasn't. He's an amazing kid.
Yes. Private Nadiri was with him too. He's one of our soldiers, right? Are you sure they haven't come yet?
Yeah, if he's coming for his discharge papers, he needs to go see Marabi.
Kamali, this file's for you.
Yes.
So he will come.
Muzaffar, what was the name of the soldier who was with him?
Well, he wasn't in uniform. He was dressed casually, but he said he was one of our soldiers.
All right, fine. What was his name?
Nadiri.
What Nadiri?
Mahmoud Nadiri, Muhammad Nadiri. Muhammad Nadiri.
Private Muhammad Nadiri. Come over here. Muzaffar, come here.
Yes, sir.
Go to the archives. There's a blue folder about the runaway soldier on the desk. Bring it in here.
Of course. Hurry up.
Did that soldier tell you why he was coming here?
Well, he said some things. That he's being transferred here or something. I couldn't understand why he was coming here myself.
Is this it, sir?
It is. Go on, get back to work. Is this him?
Well, yes, that's him.
Follow me, please. Lieutenant, this kid has been declared a fugitive soldier. The wire was received this morning. He's been reported on the run for a week.
Chief Sergeant, what kind of runaway is this? He's coming straight here on his own two legs.
He isn't coming here. If he's headed to these parts, he's not coming here. Am I right, Lieutenant, sir? I want to see the Colonel.
Yes, sir.
Tell him it's urgent.
Go ahead, please.
He says he was with Ferdows, sir.
I don't know whether he was with him or not. He's a runaway from the front line.
Well, what's going on here?
Will you finally tell us what's going on?
Please, have some dinner.
You think we came here to eat your stupid dinner?
Mohammed.
Come on, man! He's been away all day taking care of our business, and now...
Talking while eating causes indigestion, you know.
I freaking don't know what to do with myself, man! And this guy is thinking about indigestion!
My dear Mr. Ferdows, all of our problems are related to the stomach. Either the stomach or stress. Evasina says that our food is our medicine, you know. Go on, eat your dinner. There's plenty of time to talk later.
Eat your dinner now, man. Come on.
That's right, yeah. A man must eat.
Let's see if you have something to tell us after we clean up after dinner.
Faster, kid.
All right. Come join us.
All right. Bring some tea, my girl.
What a sweet girl.
She's my youngest daughter, Sarnaz.
May God keep her healthy. Thank you. Here.
Please, drink it before it gets cold. Please.
Can we talk while we drink our tea, or will that cause us indigestion too?
No, we can talk. Drink some.
Will you tell us what's going on now, or what? I'm dying here.
It's settled then.
Wow, what happened? When can we leave?
Didn't you say he's in a rush?
Yes.
Tomorrow. He can leave tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Is that too late?
No way. It's perfect. I mean, it's just perfect. But how? With who? Where? How do we go?
Which question should I answer first?
I don't care. Whichever you like. Just answer me.
Bring some fruit, my girl. I met with the middleman. He went across the border to make the arrangements right away. He'll meet us at noon tomorrow.
Where am I going to meet him?
Why are you rushing me so much?
Just tell me. You're dragging it out so much.
What's wrong with this kid?
Forgive me, Mr. Meshkin Abadi. Go ahead, please.
In the tea house right past Maku, before the Bazargan border crossing. The last tea house where drivers stop to drink local tea before setting out across the border. We have to be there at noon tomorrow to meet the middleman.
And what will he do?
He's gonna play Ring Around the Rosie with me. What do you think? He's gonna come take you with him.
And that's tomorrow?
Yes, tomorrow. He'll make arrangements with the people on the other side, and he'll come at noon so you can pay him. Mission complete.
What do you mean by that?
It means that you're good to go. We'll pass you over to him and finally be rid of you. Go to bed early tonight. You've got a long day ahead of you.
You think I'm going to be able to sleep tonight? Tahir. Tahir. Are you awake, Tahir?
Yeah, man. Now, can you please let me sleep?
Listen to me for a second. Why are you doing this?
I'm wondering why I listened to you in the first place. I swear to God, I feel like I'm dreaming.
Please don't start with that again.
Look, Muhammad. I'd sit here for 40 days and nights talking with you if I thought it wouldn't fall on deaf ears. I would beg you to forget about this whole thing, but I realize that with you, there's no use, man. There's no use because...
Yeah, you realize that there's no use. I don't know if I'm gonna achieve what I want or not. I don't know if I'm ever going to reach that paradise I keep dreaming about or not. But there is one thing that I do know, and I'll never forget it. That you were a friend to me throughout it all to the very end.
No. It couldn't go till the very end. If I were a real friend, I should have tied you up, thrown you in a basement like a crazy person and left you there till you came out of your senses. I swear on your life, I was ready to do anything for you, but...
You're back to preaching at me again? Didn't you hear what that guy told us? Go to sleep. Go to sleep, we got tons to do tomorrow.
Idiot.
Shut the light off.
No problem.
Come on, Mohammed.
Hello, everyone.
Thank you for coming. You're welcome. Enjoy.
Bring us 3 cups of tea, please.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Here, serve yourselves, please. I hope you enjoy it.
Here, have some tea.
Thank you very much.
How long do we have to wait here?
Until the middleman comes. He'll be here at noon.
Hello, welcome.
Hello, how are you?
Nice you can
I'm
make
good,
it.
Thanks.
Sit down.
How are you doing? How are you,
I just
okay?
started eating. Join me.
No, thank you.
Have some.
I just ate. I've been busy. I've had to check some things out.
Did you find out the price?
Well, you know, I think he wants too much for it. But, you know, if God wishes it, it'll happen. Anyway, how's your daughter doing? How's your son been doing? What's he up to these days?
Everybody's fine. My wife is fine. My children are going to school.
There you are.
Thank you so much.
Good to know.
Enjoy it. You want some onions?
Yes, please. You know, it's local buffalo butter.
Buffalo? Really? Mohammed, have some. Have a bite. Take it, man. Take it.
Get in, come on!
You wanted 10 packs of tea.
Yeah.
Here's the 10 packs of tea. Got 2 bags of rice, 1 container of oil, and here are your cigarettes. Here's what you owe me. I took into consideration what you paid me last time. You still owe me 6,000 tomans.
Strangers.
I don't know.
Get up, damn it!
What happened, Mohammed?
Nothing! And that's the problem, that nothing is happening. We've been sitting here waiting and waiting since 11 this morning, and for nothing!
Well, then sit down and keep waiting.
I'm dying I've been waiting so long! Are you messing with us, man?
Damn the devil! Damn him back to hell!
Speak in a language we can understand. Why are you Mohammed. Messing with us?
Mohammed?
Tahir! He's playing with us, man! Don't you get it? He's been messing with us!
Would you sit down, Mohammed?
I'm sure something has happened.
See? Here come all the excuses. Something happened? What happened exactly?
Excuse me, but things happen, you know.
What now? Are we supposed to sit here eating eggs and waiting forever?
No, sir. No, sir.
Mr. Meshkin, about it, please, wait a minute, sir.
We're going back to the
city. Please don't put on your coat, sir. I'll take care of it. Mohammed!
Stop it. No way. I'm in this to the end. I'm not going back now. There's no way I'm going back. So you go there and you take care of business.
This is the problem with you, you young kids.
Don't you preach to me, man.
Mohammed, sit down. Sit down, I tell
you. What is it? Stop telling me what to do. I'm done. I'm tired, man. I'm tired. You know how long I've been waiting? How long I've wanted this?
Excuse me, brother. I'm sorry for overhearing. Is there anything I can do to help you? Give us 4 cups of that herbal drink and hurry up.
Right away.
Come on, pal. Come on, calm down. Come sit with me. Sit down. So, you've been waiting. Who are you waiting for? You know, it's always hard to wait, brother.
Honestly, this friend of ours wants to buy some land out here for farming. We were supposed to go see the land with the agent today, but he hasn't shown up and this friend of ours is a little impatient.
Congratulations. What are you going to farm, kid?
Anything I can.
That's not gonna work. You have to plant something you can harvest, you know.
Everyone around here is a philosopher now.
I'm Kak Morad. I'm from the village down there. At the end of the dirt road. I don't have land for sale. But if you head over to Sarcho, I'm sure I can find you some.
Do people around here have anything to do other than drink tea?
There is always something to do, young man. But what's missing is the person to do it. By the way, do you have a name for the person you were supposed to meet?
Yes, he's a friend. I'm sure something came up for him. We have to go to the city to find out what has happened.
I told you, there's no way I'm gonna go back. I didn't come all this way and wait here and go through all this just
Calm
to go back
down,
now.
Little one. You can be our guest, young man. A Kurdish home may be small. However, it grows with the greatness of its guests.
There you go.
This man knows me well.
Yes, that's absolutely right, I do.
I've got a shop in the village. If you ask anyone around, they'll tell you the way there. If this young man is so frustrated about going back, they can be our guests, and you can find out about your friend. If you find him, come back for these two young men. And if you don't, then everyone can get back to their own lives tomorrow.
And now we've got a new plan to start with.
There's money in it for him. Something must have come up, or maybe he's stuck somewhere. Give me until tomorrow to sort it out.
Maybe it's for the best, kid. Maybe it's a good thing that this land didn't work out for you, so that you can find another place where you'll know what you're going to plant and what you will harvest.
So what do you think we should do? I can't think straight anymore.
Kak Murad is a respected man around here. Everyone knows him. He's very hospitable. A true gentleman, and above all, he's into doing good deeds.
Then I will go, and I'll bring the middleman back with me tomorrow. Forgive me for asking, but you'll have to lend me your car so that I can come back tomorrow.
He's not messing with us just so he can steal our car.
Are you crazy?
You think I'm wrong?
Razhi, dear, the guests are hungry. Hurry up. Put some fresh herbs, too. There you go.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Here we go.
Thank you very much.
My wife makes food that is so delicious, you'll be licking your fingers. Please, please help yourself. Please. This is my eldest son. He works on a tractor. And that is my youngest. He's still in school. My eldest daughter's getting married in the spring. And the one who keeps bringing in the food is my youngest daughter. It is customary here to work very hard while you are young and to enjoy others working for you later on in life. And this is Fuad. He will soon be my son-in-law. By the way, are you married? I know you aren't. I can tell by your temper. Have you found yourself a wife?
Not yet.
Well, aren't you a little too late? You're gonna rot soon. A man who marries too late has problems up here. Like a fruitless tree. He plants. He works. But no harvest. No harvest. Please, please help yourself, please.
Thank you.
So beautiful here.
Yeah, it really is. I think Kak Murad's gonna marry you off to one of the girls in the family and you'll be stuck here forever. I think you'll like it.
Don't talk so much nonsense, Mohammed.
Didn't you just say it's nice here? You can start up an agency and smuggle people across the border for a living.
This one time is already too many.
All kidding aside for a minute. Don't you think there's something fishy going on here now? I think there's something else happening.
What do you mean, like what?
What do you mean, like what? It could be a lot of things. Look, this guy invites us to his house without even knowing who we are. The guy who brought us here takes our car and leaves. And they all know we've got money with us. And no one saw us coming here. And no one knows we're here. So if they get rid of us, no one will hear anything about it.
Well, you're crazy, man.
Why do you say that, man?
Listen, Muhammad, the day you decided you wanted this, you should have thought about all the stuff that comes along with it. You should have known that you'd be dealing with people you've never met before, going places you've never been before, and basically facing things you'd never dreamed of. You're doing something illegal, man, so you gotta deal with what comes with it, too.
Now hold on a second, Tahir. So you agree that there's some weird things going on, and if the shoe fits...
You two should know that Kurdish people don't even wear shoes, young man. We wear giver on our feet. They're clean and white on top, like our intentions, and their souls are black, just like our mountains.
Honestly, Kakmorad, my friend is a little stressed out. And under these circumstances, I can totally understand why he's so stressed out. Let me tell you the truth. What really happened was
I've
that...
I've already heard all about it.
Do you know a man by the name of Ferdows? Tahir Ferdows. We suspect, but let me repeat that it is just a suspicion, that Tahir Ferdows may be involved with your son skipping the border.
I have an honest son, and he's the most decent out of thousands of young men I've known through my life. How dare you claim these things in front of me with no proof?
I don't even know what colors your eyes are.
But still, you're captivated, son. If you weren't, if it weren't for her, would it be possible for you to set out and come all this way? to put yourself in such danger just to accompany her idiot of a brother on his foolish plans? No. No way. That's not possible. You're in love.